Hello everyone, this is Coachella, a podcast where I talk about memorable quotes from movies, TV series, and other media. Some of these quotes may be ones you've heard before, others may be new to you. Before we get started today, guys, I just want to apologize as I couldn't record a lot of audio for this episode this week, so I had to resort to using my text-to-speech app instead, so most of this episode, you won't hear any of my voice, it'll mostly just be the automated voice from my app. I do apologize for that. It's been a really busy week. I've had an operation for my daughter, and it's been really busy at work, so I just haven't had a lot of time to record anything, so I had to resort to that method to record this episode. But I hope everyone still enjoys listening, and I really appreciate all the support. Thank you. Today we'll be discussing quotes from the 2017 animated film, The Lego Batman Movie. This episode is dedicated to my wife, as it's one of her favorite movies. I also enjoyed the film. I thought it was really funny, had a lot of fun visuals, and you can really enjoy it even if you're not a kid. The other reason I'm doing this episode is because I'm feeling really DC comic friendly lately, because the Snyder Cut of Justice League just came out and I watched it on the 18th. It's fantastic. You need to go watch that as well. I'm hoping to cover an episode on that soon, so stay tuned for that. As usual, a spoiler warning is in effect for today, but if you're not concerned about that, please continue to listen.
The first quote we have today comes from the main character of the movie, Batman, played by Will Arnett. "Everyone knows who Batman is, so I shouldn't have to flesh out any character details for you," but this quote is from Batman's opening line of the film. He starts off by saying that all important movies start with a black screen with music so edgy and scary that it would make parents and studio executives nervous. He also says it should include long and dramatic logos like Warner Brothers and maybe DC Comics, AKA the house that Batman built.
Black. All important movies start with a black screen. And music. Edgy, scary music that would make a parent or studio executive nervous. And logos. Really long and dramatic logos. Warner Bros. Well, not Warner Brothers. I don't know.
This quote is hilarious and accurate, because it is true that big movies tend to have dramatic openings with black screens, music, and company logos at the beginning. It is also true that in the DC comic world, Batman is a powerhouse that sits on the pinnacle of their franchise. He, along with Superman and Wonder Woman, are considered the big three, as they're the most famous, the most iconic, and the most popular superheroes in their roster. Batman has had more films, TV shows, spin-offs, games, and other content than any other superhero in the DC universe, so it is safe to say that this quote is a fact.
Batman is very wise. I also have huge pecs and a nine pack. Yeah, I've got an extra ab. Now, let's start the movie.
Our next quote is from Batman's arch nemesis, the Joker, played by Zach Galifianakis. During the opening scene of the movie, Joker and a handful of other villains hijack a transport plane. They take out the captain of the plane, leaving only the pilot named Bill, whom they force to take them to their destination. Bill isn't intimidated at all by the Joker telling him that Batman will stop him because he always does, which Joker denies, but Bill reminds him about the time with the two boats. Joker says, "This is better than the two boats. Tonight is going to be different because this is his greatest plan yet and Batman will never see it coming."
You should be terrified.
Why?
Because I will be taking over the city. What?
Batman will stop you? He always stops you.
No, he doesn't.
What about that time with the two boats?
This is better than the two boats. Well, tonight is going to be different. Tonight is my greatest plan yet. And trust me, Batman's never going to see it coming.
Like that time with the parade, the Prince music?
Hey, quiet!
I love this quote because, like the rest of the movie, it makes references to other films and content from the Batman mythos. Specifically, the two boats comment is a nod to the 2008 film, The Dark Knight. The parade and the Prince music the Joker is talking about is a reference to a scene in the 1989 film, Batman. Another thing I like about this quote is that Pilot Bill is technically correct, Batman always stops the Joker one way or another. It may not always be unscathed or without losses, but he does always manage to find a way to win.
I got you.
Oh yeah? Well, there's only one problem. Who's gonna defuse the bomb? It's gotta be one or the other, Batman. Save the city, or catch your greatest enemy. You can't do both.
The third quote we have is from Alfred Pennyworth, Batman's butler and confidant, played by Ralph Fiennes. After Batman finishes saving Gotham from Joker, for like the millionth time, he starts to reflect on his life. He looks at a photo of his parents and tells them he hopes that he's made them proud. Alfred surprises Batman, who kicks him across the room by mistake. Alfred gets back up, telling Batman he's concerned about his loneliness and that maybe it's time for him to talk about his feelings and confront his greatest fear. Batman thinks he's referring to snakes, clowns, or snake clowns, but Alfred tells him his greatest fear is being a part of a family again.
Don't you think it's time you finally faced your greatest fear? Snakes? No. Clowns? No. Snake clowns? Bruce, listen. Your greatest fear is being a part of a family again.
There are two reasons that this quote is awesome. The first is that it is one of my wife's favorites from the movie. She is terrified of both snakes and clowns, so Batman, one of the grittiest and dark superheroes, being afraid of both makes her laugh. The second is that Alfred makes a very good point, not just about Batman, but about people in general. When someone goes through the trauma of loss as Bruce Wayne did as a child, they tend to close themselves off from others. This can be due to a number of reasons, but one in particular that most of these people have is out of fear of losing someone else. Alfred telling Batman to confront that fear is the only way he and others can learn to move past the trauma.
Nope, now it's snake clowns because you put the idea in my head.
Our next quote is from Batman when he meets his adopted son Dick Grayson, played by Michael Cera, for the first time. The following day after saving the city, Batman's alter ego Bruce Wayne attends the city's winter gala, which is celebrating the retirement of Commissioner Gordon. His daughter Barbara Gordon, played by Rosario Dawson, is due to be promoted as the city's new police commissioner. While greeting others at the gala, Dick sees Bruce and is starstruck because as a fellow orphan he views him as the greatest of them all. He tries to introduce himself as Richard Grayson, but says all the kids at the orphanage call him Dick, to which Bruce states that children can be so cruel.
Got me, Bruce, champ.
I'm just so jazzed to meet you, sir.
I'm sorry, did you say jazzed?
Yes! My name's Richard Grayson, but all the kids at the orphanage call me Dick.
Well, children can be cruel.
As funny as this quote is, it is also pretty accurate. Depending on their age, children can lack the ability to imagine what another person would think or feel. This can result in them doing something unintentionally cruel to another child or person, without realizing that it is. Name-calling especially, is something very common for children to do, regardless of whether their intention is to be mean or not. The only way for a child to understand the gravity of their words is for an adult to teach them, as Bruce nonchalantly did.
Why is Master Dick dressed like that?
How dare you tell me how to parent my kid I just met? To the Batmobile!
The next quote is from Batman after he unintentionally adopts Dick, now going by Robin, as they go to steal Superman's Phantom Zone projector. Joker and the other villains of Gotham surrendered themselves to Barbara earlier in the film. Knowing that Joker is up to no good, Batman plans to steal the projector, in order to send the Joker to the Phantom Zone, which houses some of the most dangerous villains in the LEGO multiverse. Batman and Robin arrive at Superman's Fortress of Solitude, where Batman says that, like all superheroes, Superman has no friends and spends most of his time in isolation.
Okay, like all superheroes, Superman has zero friends and he spends most of his time basking in sweet, sweet isolation here at his alone palace.
Though in the film this isn't true because Superman is having a party with all the other superheroes in DC Comics, what is ironic about this quote is that superheroes do tend to isolate themselves a lot. Most comic book fans will tell you that there are many superheroes who isolate themselves from others in order to protect those close to them, as Batman prefers to do. This is because most superheroes have enemies that could use their loved ones against them, or they have dangerous powers that could potentially harm them if they lose control. Superman is actually one of the superheroes that is quite friendly with others, but even he does spend a good chunk of his time at his fortress alone.
Oh, here's an idea. I could also...
Oh, don't even finish that thought. See this counter? These are all the good ideas Batman has, and no one else has ever had any good ideas, so don't even try.
Our next quote is from Barbara after she locks up Batman and Robin for sending Joker to the Phantom Zone. While the projector is being seized as evidence, Harley Quinn, played by Jenny Slate, steals it back as part of Joker's plan, and frees him, allowing him to return to Gotham with all the villains he had recruited in the Phantom Zone. Realizing that the city does need him after all, Barbara releases Batman and Robin, under the condition that she goes with them to stop the villains. Batman makes it very obvious he's against the idea, but Barbara tells him he will never be able to defeat all of them alone and asks what he is so afraid of.
Sir, those creatures out there are unlike anything we've ever seen.
Speak for yourself. You don't know everything I've seen. I haven't told you everything.
And you'll never be able to defeat them alone.
And it'll be more fun if we all do it together.
What's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, what are you so afraid of?
This quote shows how insightful Barbara is, not only realizing that Gotham City needs Batman, but that they need to work together in order to save it. Being able to admit her own mistakes, especially to someone as arrogant as Batman, takes a lot of patience and maturity. Not only that, but Barbara's ability to see past Batman's bravado and understand what he really needs, shows her willingness to help others even when they don't want to help themselves.
Thing I'm most afraid of. I gotta be honest with you, it's snake clowns.
The seventh quote comes from Batman after he finally realizes the error of his ways and accepts help from his Bat family. After leaving jail, Batman finds himself able to trust and rely on his new team, however he chooses to send them away, fearing that he might lose them just like his parents. Facing Joker and the villains alone, he ends up zapped into the Phantom Zone. Batman witnesses the harm his arrogance has caused everyone and slowly accepts his greatest fear, being part of a new family. Making a deal with the zone's gatekeeper Phyllis, played by Ellie Kemper, a sentient Lego brick, to be allowed back to Gotham to retrieve the zone's escaped prisoners, Batman arrives in time to save his teammates. He apologizes to them saying he was afraid of feeling and losing someone again, but Gotham needs them so he is asking for their help.
The reason I came back was the same reason I left you. I was afraid. Feeling the pain you feel when you lose someone close to you. Gotham needs us. So I came back because saving this city is too big a job for one person.
This quote is something not just this Batman but all of the Batmans from different content have struggled to achieve. Historically, Batman has always preferred to work alone due to his fear of losing those close to him. For him to admit when he needs help or openly expressing his true feelings to someone is one of the hardest things he's ever had to do. However, as in most cases like this one, doing so allows those close to him to see the man behind the mask, making them more understanding and efficient as a team.
Okay, Robin. Together we're gonna punch these guys so hard, words describing the impact are gonna spontaneously materialize out of thin air.
Before our last quote, here is an honorable mention from a quote not featured in the actual film but from the trailer. It takes place from the scene where Alfred is talking to Batman about his greatest fear of being alone. He tells Batman he thinks it's time for him to talk about his feelings, to which Batman repeatedly says no before beatboxing randomly. He asks Alfred if he recorded that, but he says no, and Batman reminds him of A, B, R, always be recording.
I have aged phenomenally.
Do you want to talk about how you're feeling?
What? No! I don't want to do that!
Sir.
No.
Sir.
No, 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 no.
Sir.
No, 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 Gosh, I hope we're recording that. We're not, Alfred. What did I say? ABR. Always be recording.
My wife and I love this quote. We use it regularly in regards to our baby. Our daughter is 6 months old, so she's doing new things every day. In order to catch her milestones, we always remind each other to ABR, so we don't miss anything. Thankfully, by following this mindset, we never really miss a new thing she is doing. The last quote is from Phyllis at the end of the film. The Bat Family, along with Gotham's native villains, managed to successfully send the escaped villains back to the Phantom Zone. However, the group fails to stop Joker's bombs from going off, as the explosion begins to tear the city apart at the plates beneath it. Knowing this was his fault, Batman reluctantly convinces Joker that he is the true reason for being the hero he is before they, their friends and allies, and the city's inhabitants, chain-link themselves together and pull the plates back together, saving the city. With the city saved, Batman prepares to be taken back into the Phantom Zone to face the consequences of his behavior, only to be rejected by Phyllis, who chooses to let him remain after realizing he is a hero and seeing how much he had changed to save everyone.
Hi!
Wait a minute. What's going on? I came back, just like I said I would.
You know, Mr. Batman, when you're a talking brick working at the Phantom Zone, you see a lot of crazy things. But I've finally seen a man. In order to make the world a better place, take a look at himself and make a change.
Who?
Superman.
What?
I'm kidding. It's you.
This quote emphasizes that true heroes are the ones willing to make sacrifices for others. Instead of clinging to selfish desires or focusing only on personal gain, real heroes fight for the innocent. There are plenty of heroes in the real world that don't have superpowers or high-end technology to help them out. All they have is the willingness to help others at their own expense. So always remember to thank and support our heroes, whomever they may be.
I look amazing. You guys look okay.
That's all for today, guys. If you liked today's episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or our Facebook page at Coachella Podcast 21. As a thank you for your support today, and because I wanted to give my listeners something special, I'm offering you guys a way to watch the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League for free without having to purchase HBO Max. Just go to the link in the show notes and that'll take you to a site where you can watch the movie for free. I'm Corey and I love to quote things on the regular. Thank you for listening and I'll see you next time.